Just one day to go until Super Tuesday. So many contests around the country, including the one right here in Tennessee. We've seen many of the candidates. Marco Rubio was here this morning for a rally.
And both Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton are making appearances here in Massachusetts. 2 million people are expected to vote tomorrow here, 200,000 more than in 2008.
And then, of course, there is Texas, the big one, and that's where Senator Ted Cruz is spending the day. It's his home state. He has to win there in order to keep going. It's got more delegates than any other state voting tomorrow. And joining us for a preview of the Texas primaries is Ben Philpott, senior editor at Here and Now contributor KUT in Austin. Ben, welcome.
Hello.
And Donald Trump has won three of the last four contests so far, but the only other Republican candidate to finish first this primary season in Iowa, Ted Cruz, is hoping to break that streak in Texas. How is Ted Cruz looking in his home state?
You know, he's looking good. I guess you could say, though, that he's not really a slam dunk to win. He's got about a 10-point lead if you average, you know, the recent polls together here in the state. But, you know, as the momentum from that Iowa win continues to fade and as the Trump campaign continues to gain steam, you know, there's always a chance that this is going to be much closer than Ted Cruz would like. And I think you see that by the fact that he's in Texas today. His last two rallies before Super Tuesday are there.
And he's been making the case that division among the Republican electorate is basically handing Trump the nomination and that voters should rally behind him. Here he is on ABC yesterday.
So if you're at home and you don't think Donald is the right candidate, you think nominating Donald will end up electing Hillary Clinton, then even if perhaps you like another candidate, listen, there are a lot of good people in this race who I like and respect, but I would encourage you to stand with us because the only way to beat Donald is for us to stand together on Super Tuesday.
Now, Cruz was Solicitor General of Texas from 2003 to 2008. He has represented Texas in the Senate since 2012. He's picked up the endorsements of the governor, Greg Abbott, as well as the former governor, Rick Perry, who are out there for Cruz. But are Rubio and Trump likely to do well enough in Texas to take some of the air out of a Cruz win, if indeed he does win, as the polls suggest he will?
Oh, sure. You know, Texas divides up its delegates not just proportionally by the overall state vote, but through each congressional district. I think Donald Trump has a chance to pick up, a fair bit of votes there at the statewide level and pick up delegates there. You know, at the congressional district level, Marco Rubio, he inherited a lot of Jeb Bush's Hispanic Republican support and some of the campaign infrastructure. And that group's been making a push for Bush and now Rubio in the congressional districts that are held by Democrats. You might have fewer Republicans voting there, but you get 50% of that district and you get the same three delegates that, you know, Ted Cruz could take by getting 100,000 votes in a Republican district.
Now, let's talk about the Democrats. How is Hillary Clinton looking? How is Bernie Sanders looking in Texas? Have they been there campaigning around the state?
They have. We had Bernie Sanders in Texas on Saturday in Austin and in Dallas. You know, the turnout here is expected to be, or the support here is expected to be very much like what we've already seen in the early states. Hillary Clinton has strong ties to the Hispanic and Black communities, and more importantly, maybe among the state's superdelegates. The Texas Tribune here in Texas reported that Clinton has already picked up more than a dozen of those. Nobody has publicly backed Bernie Sanders out of that superdelegate count. So, again, it looks like a state that Hillary Clinton's poised to do very well in.
And is all of the talk about building a wall from Donald Trump and his hardline immigration stance, is that kind of the key issue in Texas, or are people worried about the economy and terrorism and other things?
Well, they are worried about the economy and terrorism, but it's really interesting how the immigration message is playing. You even saw, obviously, it's something that I think a lot of the Republican candidates feel is a winning issue. You saw Ted Cruz recently shift to saying that he would also deport all, you know, 11, 12 million undocumented people that are in the U.S. So I think that Hispanic Republicans are, of course, very much opposed to that. Although at the same time, I talked to one activist last week, who one national Hispanic activist who said, you know, I could see myself voting for Trump maybe if he ended up being the nominee.
That's Ben Philpott at KUT. Ben, thanks.
Thank you.